I'm Steve Harrison. Charlotte last year saw 110 homicides, one of the deadliest years in the city's history. City staff this week gave City Council a presentation on public safety as part of its holistic approach to fighting crime. But amidst the focus on quality of life issues, some council members say the city needs to be more focused on what CMPD is doing to curtail murders. Charlotte's homicide rate is lower than it was in the violent early 1990s because the city's population has doubled in size. But there has been a clear, unsettling rise in murders in recent years. From 2010 to 2014, Charlotte averaged 53 killings a year. But over the last 5 years, the city has averaged 106 murders, including 110 in 2024.
While you were sleeping, one person was shot and killed in South Charlotte.
That now puts the city over 100 homicides for the year, surpassing the total from last year, with 4 weeks still left to go this year.
At this week's city council meeting, city staff discussed public safety through the lens of quality of life. They talked about things like improved LED streetlights, clearing debris-filled empty lots, cracking down on illegal truck parking, and stopping street racing. Here's Rebecca Hefner, Director of Neighborhood and Business Services.
Creating safe neighborhoods takes more than law enforcement, and the activities that create safe neighborhoods are more than just what we can see in the data of, you know, looking at our crime stats and things like that.
The discussion, in a way, mirrored the broken windows theory of public safety, that when small problems are not addressed, they create a sense of lawlessness that leads to violent crime. City council members were generally supportive, but some appeared antsy, like Ed Driggs, who wanted to focus on the most violent crimes.
I think we need to keep sight of the fact that by far the biggest quality of life issue is a person's sense of physical safety.
The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department wasn't part of the discussion. Some council members gently suggested that the department might need a new approach. Dimple Ajmera said police should look at strategies from cities like Boston, which had just 24 homicides last year, their lowest number since the 1950s. She contrasted that to Charlotte's homicide surge.
I read a story in one of the media reporting where it said a woman did not feel safe standing by the window because she was afraid that stray bullet would hit her. And that is concerning.
Malcolm Graham floated the idea of police being more aggressive. That's a change from the position most council members have taken in recent years. After the Keith Lamont Scott police shooting in Northeast Charlotte in 2016 and the nationwide George Floyd protests in 2020, the focus then was on law enforcement using less of a heavy hand. Even as Charlotte's population has grown, the number of CMPD arrests for all crimes has gone down significantly, from 32,000 in 2009 to a little more than 15,000 in 2023.
We really have to begin to be assertive in enforcing the laws that are currently on the book. And in some case, be very aggressive.
City Manager Marcus Jones says there will be another discussion next month about violence is a public health crisis. Council members say they hope that includes a deeper dive on what police are doing. It's unclear if it will also look at things like the chief magistrate's bail policy, which CMPD has criticized as being too lenient. At the end of the discussion, Jones shifted the conversation further away from what's considered bread and butter public safety issues. He made a pitch for a tax increase for transportation.
Let's not forget the 1 cent sales tax.
If voters approve it, the tax would bring more than $100 million a year to Charlotte for things like roads, sidewalks, and lighting.
The things that seem to excite you tonight, a funding source is within the 1 cent sales tax.
He suggested that would improve public safety. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.